5 Craziest Harvard Stories of 2018 by Tom Cicada on December 25, 2018. Over the past decade, Harvard University has become a bastion of social justice insanity, and 2018 was no different. Here are the top 5 craziest stories from Harvard University in 2018. 1. Harvard faces lawsuit over alleged Asian American admissions discrimination. Harvard University faced a high-profile lawsuit over their alleged discrimination against Asian American students during the admissions process. A trial, which took place over the month of October, concluded in early November. Judge Allison Burroughs is set to release her verdict in summer 2019. Certain facts from the trial revealed undeniable discrimination. Documents released during the trial specified the score that would be required before a student would be invited to apply to the university. Harvard would send an application invitation to any white student who scored 1,310 on the PSAT or higher. They would send an invite to any Asian female who scored 1,350 or higher. And they would only send an invite to Asian males who scored 1,380 or higher. 2. Elizabeth Warren was celebrated as first woman of color at Harvard Law. This one is a bit of a throwback that received renewed attention in 2018. Elizabeth Warren, who may be no more Native American than the average white American, was celebrated by the Harvard Law School faculty as one of the university's first Native American professors. Warren defiantly claimed that she was Native American after a DNA test which revealed that she could be as little as 1/1024 Native American. In 1995, however, an article in The Crimson celebrated Warren for her Native American ancestry. Although the conventional wisdom among students and faculty is that the law school faculty includes no minority women, Chamora said Professor of Law Elizabeth Warren is Native American. In response to criticism of the current administration, Chamora pointed to good progress in recent years. According to Chamora, of the 21 professors appointed since 1989, 10 were women or minorities. In addition, all 3 of last year's appointees were women. 3. Harvard executive filmed in viral video harassing her biracial neighbor. A video of Teresa Lund, the executive director of the Harvard Humanitarian Initiative, berating her neighbor went viral online in July. In the video, Lund asks her biracial neighbor if she lives in university or government-provided housing. The woman who filmed the video, Allison Liliberte, said that Lund was upset because her child was running around and playing with chalk in the middle of the afternoon. Lund was placed on administrative leave after the incident went viral, but her official Harvard executive page remains active. The Harvard Glee Club, a male choir founded in 1858, opened its doors to female singers this semester in an effort to comply with a new Harvard policy that outlaws single-sex student organizations. Breitbart News editor Joel Polak commented on the policy, saying, "Because of the Jacobin push for political correctness, Harvard has decimated its once diverse array of student social groups, both official and unofficial, and is now waging war against music itself." 5. Harvard offers graduate course on pooping French literature. In early 2018, Harvard University Assistant Professor of Romance Languages and Literature Annabelle Kim introduced a new course on the role of poop in contemporary French literature. In an interview at the beginning of the year, Kim, sounding like she would be more comfortable in a mental institution than in a literature department, said that her goal for the course was to analyze the role of feces across recent French literature and to help students to attend to the things it has to tell us. Kim went on to say that she wants her students to come away from the class willing to look at feces not as a site of disgust, but rather as a site of creation.